I'm very honored to have this opportunity to travel with David Greene, and had a great time getting to know him better last weekend, and look forward to sharing that experience with him. As I told David during our first meeting, Iwo Jima has been part of my life as long as I have been alive. I have a photograph from my hometown newspaper, the Brooklyn Chronicle, taken right after Christmas of 1963, that shows me and my brothers and sister around our family Christmas tree. And on the floor in front of me is the Iwo Jima playset that I got from my father that year, which I still have in my possession. My dad enlisted in the Marines in 1943 when he was 17 years old. He had to get his parents' permission to enlist because he was underage. And when he left San Diego to head toward Iwo Jima, he was an 18-year-old Iowa farm boy. He was assigned to serve in the Corps Artillery and landed on Iwo Jima on February 23, 1945, right before the flags were raised on Mount Suribachi. One of his good friends when I was growing up in Brooklyn, Iowa, was another Marine named Harold Keller, who was the second Marine to reach the summit of Mount Suribachi, was part of the unit that raised the flags and actually slept under the flag the first night after it was raised as they were trying to drive the Marines off the top of the summit. So this was a big part of my life growing up. It impacted two people that I knew very well, and so I am very honored to be able to go back. Part of our trip will take us to Guam, and that's another very significant place in my dad's life and in our family history. My father spent 4 days on Guam en route to Iwo Jima and then returned to Guam after he left Iwo Jima and spent a year there. Two of the things that I'll be taking with me to Guam are a Sunday morning church bulletin from the heavy artillery chapel that he attended right before Thanksgiving in 1945, and also a coconut that he sent home from Guam to his parents. I'll be taking photographs of that. It's a hand-painted coconut with tropical scenes on it. And on the flip side, there is a return address painted right on the coconut to his parents in Ewart, Iowa. And it's one of those things that's a big part of what his service was about, making sure that his parents back home were able to stay in touch with him. And I have a letter from my grandmother that talks about what he was doing during that period of time that I'll also be taking with me. So one of the things that will be happening on this trip is that college students will be accompanying us on the trip to make sure that the stories of these World War II veterans returning to Iwo Jima is told and that it becomes part of our national history. It's going to be a very emotional trip for those veterans, and I'm sure it will be an emotional trip for me being able to share it. I'll be landing on Guam on the 31st anniversary of my father's death. And my father returned to Guam on my mother's 16th birthday. So there's a lot of events that are important in my family that are going to be taking place around this trip. And I'm very, very honored to have this opportunity.